This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Farmers across the nation are submitting their comments to the EPA regarding its proposal on atrazine, a widely used herbicide ingredient. In June, the EPA conducted a study saying the use of atrazine, a chemical farmers use to fight weeds, causes harm to animals and the ecosystem. Chuck Spencer, Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark, knows firsthand the benefits of the herbicide and says it's very important that farmers and ag retailers submit their comments about atrazine, and they have until October 4th to do so.
It's a very important tool for controlling weeds in fields that we use in agriculture. And I think any of us who have ever gardened or even had a flower bed know how persistent weed pressures are. And as productive as agriculture is, it's very important that we have products on the marketplace that prevent weeds from growing, or when they do grow, that we're able to kill them on a very large scale. And atrazine is up for review from the Environmental Protection Agency. So what does that mean? Well, they go through the risk assessment of what it means to the environment, animal, plant, as well as human health effects. We've had, now think about this, it's been over 50 years that we've used atrazine, and there's been over 7,000 scientific studies. So atrazine is used on as high as 70% of the corn acres in Illinois. So it's used in other products, too, with sorghum and sugarcane acres. And that's going to be important that we understand. We do very good best management practices, Katie, and make assessments before we apply this type of product. But as you can guess, it's a product that works very well. Good use and planning. We're able to do the type of economic threshold work necessary to calculate before we make an application. And then we monitor very closely what we do and how we do it and when we do it for our crops. It's important that we, as agriculture cooperatives, we're putting comments in. Farmers need to be submitting comments, and I know most of the associations that are agriculture-based are encouraging their members to make comments, and they have talking points for members to do that, as well as, I think, a one-click action center for many of those associations where the members can go to, click on, and submit their comments.
And actually, comments are being allowed until a certain date in October, correct?
Yes, October 4th is where that is. And I want to share with you how important it is. So many of us may be in a tractor, a combine, car, truck, and we're thinking, I don't know that I have time. Well, first of all, most of us, or many of us, have smartphones. That is one way that you could probably click through and make a comment. And then I want to share with you, in a congressional office, we were talking with a key staff person on issues we were visiting on, and they had mentioned that, I said, we asked them if they'd heard of this issue, and they go, yes, I've received 3 to 4 phone calls, and I put that on my watch list. And that was in a member of Congress's office. So I always encounter individuals in agriculture. They say, oh, I don't know if they listen to me. Let me tell you something. It's very important that we place our comments. They're registered with the Environmental Protection Agency, and every one of our comments does matter.
The review of atrazine was nothing out of the ordinary. As Chuck says, the EPA has a regular review process for products that are approved.
They actually have a regular review process for products that are approved. And I think we all want that, actually. The important part is the science. As we advance in our understanding of all the things that we interact with, whether it's the products we produce, the chemistry that we use in our lives, the medicines that are developed and formulated, we want to constantly monitor the impacts to all the environment, aquatic life, animals, and then, of course, plant and human. So when you think about the impact on the environment, the reviews and their regularly scheduled reviews are something that occurs with the Environmental Protection Agency. I believe it's every 15 years in which these products will go through a review, and then they take open comments from the citizenry as well. So there'll be concerns, I'm sure, that will be raised, but I think what we see very clearly is scientific studies show over and over that this product, in the way we utilize it and the label, of course, which is the law, while we have to apply it and what the maximum levels and rates are, I think it's a product that will be reauthorized and renewed for use again for the long term here in the future.
Chuck Spencer, Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark, And as Chuck mentioned, several ag organizations are working to submit comments to the EPA about atrazine, and one of those is the Illinois Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau is asking farmers to keep ag in the green with atrazine. If you'd like to submit a comment, you can contact your local County Farm Bureau office for more information. The U.S. pork industry is calling for funding of a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank in the next farm bill, but Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the issue is more complicated than just the funding. The National Pork Producers Council says the U.S. does not have enough vaccines to handle a major U.S. outbreak, and that antigen strains at Plum Island, New York, would have to be shipped overseas for mass production into a vaccine. That could eat up precious time needed in a major foot and mouth disease outbreak. However, Vilsack and the Department of Ag told the Senate Ag Committee it would take more than just the $150 million livestock groups want in the next farm bill for a vaccine bank.
Current capacity is limited because of where the research is being done on Plum Island. It's being done offshore. There have been concerns expressed about transferring that research to a facility within the U.S., and there are concerns about the impact that that would have because you would be introducing, in essence, FMD into the internal workings of the U.S.
And the secretary suggests it's not an easy decision.
We've been waiting for the industry to come to us with a consensus opinion about whether or not that's appropriate. There's still some divisions, some uncertainty about that. I think when the facility in Kansas is ultimately completed, that we would then be in a position to provide the level of certainty and guarantees of safety that people are concerned about. But right now, that's the impediment, is where the research is done.
Vilsack told senators that a larger facility than Plum Island with biocontainment would be able to do more research and vaccine production more quickly, which is key to dealing with a major foot and mouth disease outbreak. In other news, Vice President Joe Biden said last week the chances for Congress to approve the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal were slim. Biden said he sees a less than even chance that the U.S. Congress approves the 12-country trade pact before the next administration takes office in January, according to Fortune magazine. Biden made the remarks while speaking to the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. He said the brief lame duck session is the only real shot for approving the TPP. The trade deal is the final cornerstone of the Obama administration as the president is pressing Congress to approve the agreement. However, with both presidential candidates speaking out against the trade deal, Congress has been reluctant to consider TPP. Leadership of both the House and Senate say there will not be a vote on TPP this year, and that there may not be enough votes in the House to approve the trade deal. Other countries are holding out on approval, pending action by the United States. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.